From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama is scheduled to arrive in Havana on Sunday afternoon for a historic three-day visit to Cuba. Mr. Obama's trip will be the first to Cuba by a sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years. As VOA's Mary Alice Salinas reports, Obama will meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and with Cuban dissidents during his visit.
Obama will meet with President Raul Castro on areas of mutual interest and disagreement, like human rights. Despite complaints by Havana, Obama will meet with Cuban dissidents. In a pinnacle moment, he will directly address the Cuban people, recalling a painful past and outlining a promising future. But the Republican-led Congress, which can lift the 55-year embargo on Cuba, is not convinced. To push his U.S.-Cuba policy beyond his final year in office, Obama needs bipartisan support. That's one reason why he is taking a delegation of both Democratic and Republican lawmakers. The White House says Obama's historic trip aims to make the normalization process between the two countries irreversible. Mary Alice Salinas, VOA News, the White House.
A French prosecutor said Saturday the top suspect in November's terrorist attacks that killed 130 people in Paris had planned to blow himself up outside a soccer stadium but changed his mind. Salah Abdeslam was released from a Brussels hospital and taken to prison Saturday, one day after he and a suspected accomplice were shot during a police raid that captured them. Abdeslam's lawyer, Sven Marie, said his client was cooperating with Belgian police but would fight extradition to France. This is VOA News. The White House has condemned a suicide bombing in Istanbul Saturday that killed five people, including two Americans, and wounded at least 36 others. Dorian Jones has details.
Officials say the Saturday explosion happened on Istiklal Street, a wide boulevard usually full of shoppers and pedestrians at this time of the week. Turkey is already on high alert after recent bombings in the capital, Ankara, claimed by Kurdish rebels. And in the lead-up to the Kurdish spring celebrations Monday, security forces are continuing a crackdown against the rebel Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in towns and cities in the predominantly Kurdish southeast of Turkey. Istanbul Governor Varship Shaheen explained the decision to ban Nevroz Kurdish New Year celebrations.
Nevroz'la ilgili ilimizde gerekli her türlü tedbirler en üst seviyede alınmıştır.
He says the government received several requests for celebrations, but rejected them in consideration of the safety of people who would attend the events. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian emergency workers are sifting through the wreckage of a Fly Dubai 737 jetliner that crashed and exploded Saturday in Rostov-on-Don, about 950 kilometers south of Moscow. Lines of fire and emergency workers are carefully combing the crash site, where all 62 people on board the ill-fated plane died. Emergency officials said they have recovered the plane's so-called black boxes, the flight data and cockpit voice recorders. They hope the recorders will give them a better picture of what happened shortly before the crash. Despite protesters' attempts to stop his rally outside Phoenix, Arizona Saturday, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continued to generate controversy and attention. Trump repeated his pledge, to build a wall along the border with Mexico in order to keep out illegal immigrants.
This is going to be real change, and we're going to have a border. And unless you have a border, you don't have a country, folks. You don't have a country. Remember that.
Meanwhile, Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont campaigned in another location along the Mexican border. He promised to end what he called inhumane deportation programs and pave the way to citizenship for 11 million undocumented immigrants. Arizona and Utah hold primaries on Tuesday. Arizona's for the Republicans is another contest in which the winner will get all the state's delegates. And Egyptian authorities say that Islamic militants killed at least 13 policemen Saturday in an attack on a checkpoint in the Sinai Peninsula. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack, but said it was done by a suicide bomber. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.